Hello, hello. Welcome to the Hungry Medium podcast show. Today is February 26, 2023. This is going to be my longest, possibly, show thus far with the birthday card readings. First thing I wanted to do is to wish everyone a happy birthday. Everyone in this podcast reading, everyone out there who've just had a birthday this year. We're just getting started, everybody. We have some really cool people that are on the list for today. The first person I'm going to read is a very special friend. She's like a big sister to me, even though I have my natal big sisters who I love and adore. This is someone who I've met recently who's become like a big sister to me as well. And I'm really looking forward to doing her card reading. I'm going to be using, speaking of card readings, the Hoodoo Tarot deck. It is such an amazing deck. It's tarot, but they get into the blackness of it all. There's no other way to say that. But I love it so much because they reference a lot of places that I know personally. I've read about in folklore. And I really love the way they tell the story, they spin the tales. So, as some of you may know, I do readings with these cards as a way to lightly tap in. And the Hoodoo Tarot makes it even easier to do the light tapping in. And so, even though I'm using this deck for everyone, I just wanted you all to know that even if I pull the same card for someone, Spirit gives me an altered message for them. I'm going to say that I don't know what the theme is until I'm done with all the cards. And I do these live. I don't record these or pull the cards before I do the readings for the people. I do it right on the spot. So you're hearing me seeing the cards in real time and providing the messaging in real time. So I hope you enjoy what's to come. You know, I got the tunes in my ears. I really wish that you can imbibe on this experience that I'm feeling. But maybe one day, when the music blah blah blahs of the blah blah blahs let us hear music without the legalities. So, without further ado, I'm going to begin, and I'll see you guys on the outro. Toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Hello, hello, and happy birthday to a very, very, very special, special woman. OG Just Peachy. OG Just Peachy. This is a really dear friend of mine, as I've said in the intro. She is just amazing. And I could not wait to get to her birthday reading because I know it's going to be special. So here we go. How you doing, OG Just Peachy? Happy birthday. I see that your birthday is tomorrow. And that makes me even more excited to get this to you so that you can listen in and hopefully use this messaging for your year. And it's going to be a good year. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, OG Just Peachy, that this is going to be a great year for you. So I'm shuffling from the Hoodoo Tarot deck, as I promised. And let's see what card that we have for you. I'm excited. What does Spirit want to tell OG Just Peachy? You have the Four of Coins. The Four of Coins in the reverse. So in the reverse, as you know, is the inverted or upside down. So I don't know how you feel about marigolds, but that is the plant that we're going to focus on today. The picture shows a man using a dowsing rod to search for gold. He is using pine crosses, goose feathers, and brimstone as charms to aid him. It was common for whites to utilize the aid of root workers to find buried treasure. Did you know that? I didn't. Now, this card is warning you. Oh my God. So I think this is good. This is good. Oh my God. You're going to freak out when you hear this, but let's get into it. Oh my gosh. So because the card was in the reverse, they kind of say that could be a negative connotation. I don't really believe in that. I mean, it could be giving, you know, we always have places to grow, right? So if everything is all bright and sunny, then I'd be giving you a bright and sunny reading, send you on your merry way. And then you'd be like, oh, well, you know, part of life. In this case, this is a reminder for you in the reverse. And I know you have this deck, so you could look at it too. This is about clingy people. This is about people around you. This is telling you to watch out for greedy people. This is also telling you to watch out for people around you who want to always keep things and not throw things out. This is about selfish people. This is about people who live in scarcity that are around you. Controlling personalities. And also people around you who may say they are cool with your upcoming changes, but they really want to know, how is this change going to impact me? Don't you love people like that? They're kind of selfish. They're not happy for you. They're going to pretend they are, but really, they're nervous about the changes you're going to be making. You know who these people are. You've identified who these people are. They're the greedy ones. They're the wasteful ones. They're the penny pinchers. And you've identified who they are. So now it's up to you, dear friend, to decide what you're gonna do about them, huh? Hey, huh? Don't be the root worker who is trying to find buried treasure for others. Okay? Don't be that person. Start to evaluate more closely the ones that are centered around your finances. Ain't none of their business. So with that being said, dear sister, this is a year of discovery. This is a year of shedding. This is, oh, shedding. We know what that means. What did you just do recently? Hunty! I love giving messages to people that get it. I know you get it, sis. So now that you got it, do what you gotta do. Okay? Happy birthday. Happy birthday and happy birthday. I can't wait to call you to tell you to. Peace. Happy birthday to the underdog. I love you, February people. The underdog. All right, darling. Let's see what the Hoodoo Tarot has to say for you. Okay? Spirit, what do you have to say for the underdog? You have the Nine of Sticks, the underdog. The Nine of Sticks. And that card, let's talk about the image first. Your plant. Oh, I wish you could see the image, honey. This is a, whoa, this is a gangster image. It is the plant that should be something you should look into a little bit more is the pepper plant. The image is of an oppressed woman who has finally decided that enough is enough. She protects herself with a mojo bag, a Bible, and a pistol, baby. The skull top sticks represent the ancestors who have been waiting for her to make a move and are willing to provide assistance. Yo, this is very close to your name that you gave me. Because it's in the upright position, this messaging is saying that you need to start defending yourself. This is a test of your faith right now. Perseverance, meaning that you should be fighting and striving to be on top. For you to be prepared. And this is all about a fight to the death. Isn't that interesting? You named yourself the underdog. And this card really relates to that. What does that tell you about yourself? What does that tell you about the way intuition and your ancestors are working in your life? This is about your willpower. This is about your ability to be resilient and stand the test of time. Also about guarding your boundaries, honey. There's one thing you have to be able to say. It's a two-letter word. It's called no. Two-letter word. And this is about you fighting to death, but also doing more than dying. Meaning that you're not going to go down without that fight. And if you feel that you need to have more willpower in your life, think about this. Think about this. Your ancestors are waiting for you to make that move. And they're willing to provide you with assistance. They're your backup. Hey. They are your backup, honey. They're here to tell you, we got your back. And so you may call yourself the underdog, but hey, that's what all great movies are about. The underdog. Okay? They're all about telling people no. They're all about defending yourself, and they are co-signing on this. If you haven't realized it yet, they're here to tell you right now. I think today is your birthday, isn't it? Let me take a look here. I'll be ding dang. Today is your birthday. Today is your birthday. Yeah. on your birthday. They want you to know, baby, don't take nobody's shit. Okay? If you saw this picture, whoo, maybe I'll post it for you later on IG. What you think? Yes, behind her, she's got these skulls on a stick, honey. And they are not going to let anything happen to their baby. No, 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 no. So if you feel this year like you're being pushed around, people are trying to make you their flacky and lackey and everything else acky, make sure you remember the Nine of Sticks. Make sure you remember that your ancestors have your back. Make sure that you follow their instructions and are obedient. Because this is a test of your faith. This is a test of whether you believe in them or not. And I know you do. So once again, have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to you, the underdog. Next up, we have Daniela Dominique. Hello, Daniela Dominique. That sounds like a very highfalutin, classy, upscale, royal name. Want to wish you a happy birthday. This is a good idea. Thank goodness your birthday is in March, but hey, I'll take it. It's coming up, right? Why not get this reading before the birthday so you can integrate the information that you're about to receive? Daniela Dominique, the card that I pulled for you today from the Hoodoo Tarot deck is the Nine of Baskets. Why am I saying Because it seems like a nine kind of day. It's always a theme, and that number nine means a lot. That number nine is all about change. Isn't that funny? And the Nine of Baskets, let's see. The plant. Whoa, this is very similar to the first reading we did today. Isn't that something? Wow, it's very, very similar. I got to go back and see what that card was again. But your plant is the marigold. And the picture on the card, it shows an aerial view of nine baskets filled with a few items that represent what most human beings desire: cash and jewels, financial security and wealth, books, knowledge, gator head. There's a gator head here that's about protection, a rabbit's foot for good luck, some biscuits for nourishment and familiarity, and a bottle of wine, my favorite, for as an intoxicant. There's some sunflowers on here that represent warmth and good times. And there's a passport. Whoa, I love it. I love it. I love it for our people to be traveling. Because this is in the upright position, this has a positive meaning behind it. It's about you fulfilling your dreams. It's about having plenty. It's about art appreciation and wishes that come true. You have the power to make your wishes come true this year. And it's about sensuality, honey. Get it on. Get it on. Rewards, hitting the jackpot. This is just an overall amazing, amazing card for you. And if you haven't hit the jackpot yet, this is the year that's going to happen. Happiness, pampering, getting the finer things in life, your financial security, your prosperity. Wow, The list goes on and on. But the word that sticks out to me the most is about your gratitude. As you attain these things, make sure there is always a level and a prayer of gratitude. Just know that these things didn't just fall out the sky. Just know that you had help in attaining these things. And at every step of the way, you should give gratitude to the shared consciousness, to God, for allowing you on this time around the sun to receive the things that you are worthy of receiving, to receive all the things that you, like most humans, desire. This is about your luck. This is about your protection. This is about warm and good times. They definitely want you to travel more. If you're planning a trip, they're co-signing on that. And they're co-signing above all that you always look towards attaining your heart's desire. You can do it. You can make it. Sly and the Family Stone said, "You can make it if you try." And for you this year, they said, all you have to do is ask. What a beautiful birthday message. Please enjoy your birthday coming up. And I wish you nothing but the best. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Up next, we have Yolanda. Yolanda, happy birthday, Yolanda. Yolanda, I see you just had a birthday this past Thursday. Congratulations to you. I hope you had a great day. As you know, I'm pulling from the Hoodoo Tarot deck. And the card that they want you to be aware of for this birthday messaging is the Gullah Jack card. Whoa. This is going to be a little bit intense. So I hope you're ready. Okay. So I don't know if you know the history of Gullah Jack, but I'm going to tell you about him as soon as I get there. Because I love this deck. I do. But the book needs a lot of work, the way that it's organized, to be honest. But don't worry, we're going to get to your card. Here we go. So let's start off with the image, and I'll give you a synopsis of who Gullah Jack was. Gullah Jack, in this image, has a noose around his neck, but his head is serene. He has a Congo cosmogram as his third eye. He was a Bankongo prisoner of war who was sold into slavery in Zanzibar. But he was eventually sent to here. That's why I love this story. When I say here, Charleston, South Carolina. So he had a very, he was well known as his reputation as a hoodooist, a powerful root worker. And he was known for making protective amulets. And just so you know, he was recruited by Denmark Vesey in the revolution here in Charleston. So when this card comes up, and it has come up for your birthday, it's talking about you feeling a little stuck, suspended. But it's asking you to endure it for just a little while. This is the time for you to be still This is a time for you to be in flow. You'll get moving again. But they want you to be patient right now. This would be a good time for you to take up some sort of wellness practice. This would be a good time for you to start studying about your history and your people's history. This is a time for you to just stop and to pray. Not plead, pray. You need right now wisdom. You need wisdom so that you can know exactly what you need to do once this paused moment is over. They want to make sure you know that you should not try to resist the forces. Because that feeling of wanting to move without being prepared, that's a premature action. So they want you to know that this is the time to accept any consequences of your past actions. And even though you feel like you're in a stalemate, it's okay. We all make bad choices. Do not wallow in those choices. And this is for you to know in the future. You know, there used to be a song called Beretta. I sing the song all the time. Don't do the crime if you cannot do the time. That means you will have repercussions for bad decisions. But just know there's always time for pause. There's always time to wait. There's always time to be vulnerable. It's also okay to change your mind. Okay? They're recommending you, when you make those moves, that you possibly, and I actually agree with this, put someone else's needs ahead of yours. Pick one person. Pick one person that you can do something for instead of doing for yourself. This is not self-sacrifice. This is just in the moment of pause. It's time to help others. This is what Spirit's saying, honey. Why do I feel the resistance? They're talking about resistance. You're going to learn all the lessons you need for this stretch, but you just have to wait. You just have to wait. You just have to wait. Be patient. Yolanda, be patient. You'll get what you need. Don't worry. Have a happy birthday. Peace. Up next, we have Crunchin' Berry. Lord, always the February folks. Crunchin' Berry, happy birthday. I see you had a birthday a while ago. You have the same birthday as my daughter. Thank you so much for asking for this birthday card reading. I hope it brings you everything you desire in terms of helping you move forward this year. The card that I have for you is the Daughter of Baskets. Baskets is coming up a lot. Baskets is more than likely kind of related to the cups. So it's about emotions, and regular tarot deck is about cups. I think of water. The image on this card is the Baneberry. It's a picture of a woman. Her name is Tituba. She was an enslaved teenager who was accused of being a witch in Salem, Massachusetts. And she's depicted on this card here as the Daughter of Baskets. She was an Arawak heritage. That was her heritage, Arawak. So they said this automatically made her a suspicious character among the Puritans. The daughter of baskets in this picture carries a basket full of bane berries in a pot of tea. And the picture of Salem Harbor is in the back. The card is really a bearer of good news when you get this card because she's charming. She's imaginative. She's creative. She's loyal and she has great communication skills. And because of all these things, she is pure at heart. She has the self-confidence of someone who doesn't take any shit. She's honorable and she moves in honor. And she also moves in integrity. They're telling you that at every step of the way this year, no matter what, know that you are. What is the word that I want to use here? You're perfect. You don't need to be anything else for anyone. They're saying you have your entire toolkit at your disposal. What is in that toolkit? Your charm. What is in that toolkit? Your imagination, your loyalty, your creativity. It's like, yo, what is there not to like about you? What is there not to love about you? You know, people like you, they get a lot of jealous people around them. They get a lot of people who try to massage their ego. And they're saying, you don't care about any of that shit. They want you to start using your charm and using your imagination to get what you want. You're not the suspicious character, they are. You're not jealous, they are. You're not delusional, they are. You're not a liar, they are. So there's no need to suppress your true self. Or your true feelings. Remember the baskets. They represent feelings. You can express yourself through these artistic endeavors of yours. They want you to know to proceed with your head held high, with your head continuing to stand in truth and honor and integrity. There's nothing wrong that you did. And there's nothing wrong that you're going to do. Keep your head held high. And keep your head to the sky, as Earth, Wind, and Fire said. Happy birthday again, Crunch and Berry. See how creative and beautiful, and it made me chuckle. Have a happy birthday. And many more. Peace. Up next, we have Miss Baptiste. Hello and happy birthday, Miss Baptiste. I'm looking forward to this one. I don't know why. I think it's something about your name. Thank you so much for granting me access so that I could do this birthday card reading for you. The card that I chose for you is the Mother of Baskets. Wow. This is deep. Why is it deep? Because I'm getting a lot of baskets. A lot of basket people today. You know what that means? There's a theme around emotions. The picture here is a picture on this card of Chloe Russell, who was the first known author of a hoodoo dream book in the early 19th century. And they have her depicted here as the mother of baskets. According to legend, she was a Fulani woman. She was born in 1745, and she was abducted from Africa at age 9. 9 again! And she was enslaved in Virginia. So she was freed eventually by her captor, and she worked for 30 years as a seer. Once again, another theme. You know, there's doubts that she existed, and that just adds to mystery. So right now it says planetary magic squares have been popular with occultists for centuries. And as root workers began to have more access to Western occult knowledge, many began to incorporate them into their work. This one is the square of the moon. So what does Mother of Baskets, whose plant, by the way, is the wormwood, what does that represent? What is that the archetype of? It's the archetype of being a compassionate mother. This is about your empathy, Ms. Baptiste. This is about you being supportive. And this is about your psychic abilities, okay? Introspective, you being spiritual, intuitive, and loving. Now, my question for the birthday reading is, are you being those things? Are you being practical? Ask yourself if you're being needy. They want you to do some appreciation practices, which is sort of like gratitude practice, but the appreciation practice is where you're like, I'm proud to have these things. You could be grateful, sure, but they want you to be proud of what you have accomplished. They want you to lean in and know, yes, yes, I'm an empath. Yes, I have psychic introspection into my own path. Hey, you booked this reading, didn't you? They want you to know they see you. They see your lovingness. They see your intuitiveness. And they see your spiritualness. Do you see it, Ms. Baptiste, by the way? This is something for you to work on this year. Mothering yourself. Being gentle and kind and nurturing of yourself. You deserve it. They don't want you to doubt yourself in this path you're on. They're like, honey, daughter, this is the mother speaking, mother of baskets. Daughter, understand that you came to this earth to take care and be nurturing of others, sure, but definitely for yourself. You know, there's a movement here among us. Everybody talks about self-care. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for this movement, Ms. Baptiste. And you're a part of this movement. You're not on the sidelines looking in. Are you ready? Do unto yourself what you shall do for and unto others. I wish you a very special happy birthday. This was very, very, oh, to me anyway, a deep read. If you are on the path and you're walking in this direction already, they want you to know that you need to keep on moving in this direction. This is confirmation for you, Miss Baptiste. Move forward. Do the things to help yourself, pamper yourself, love on yourself, and be yourself. Thank you. Peace and happy birthday again. Up next, we have my last birthday card reading for February. And what is so wild, oh my God, is that this person has the same birthday of the first reading. Happy birthday, B. Not only do you have the same birthday as OG Just Peachy, I know you guys know that already, but I know her and I know you. She was at the beginning and now you're the last reading for this episode of the podcast. That is so wild. Did you guys coordinate that? Wow. Whoa. I don't know what more to say about that. Do you guys know that about yourselves? Did y'all share a birthday? That's wild. And that is so extraordinarily Pisces. My God. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday to you, darling. You know you are very special in my life. And before I get to your cards, I just, you know, I want you to know that you have this amazing energy. I'm so glad to have met you. I'm so glad to have found you in my life. And I think you're going to get a very special reading today. Now, the card that I pulled for you, darling, is Father Sims in this deck. And right now I'm just trying to find out where the meaning is. And since you know tarot, I'm going to give you the equivalent as well as soon as I find it. And what's so special about the Father Sims card is the man is in robes, just like you would be over the people that you know and love. Let's see. Let's get to it. Why am I having so much trouble? Oh, there you go. Oh, the process of the podcast. I know you're like, hurry up, cat. Get to the card, cat. I'm getting there. It's just taking a sticky time with the pages. Okay. Oh, this is a card about temperance. Woo-hoo. That's the equivalent. Are you ready? So, the plant that they're focusing on is the pea vine. The image of Father Sims is he's dressed in purple satin robes. Whoa, we got the number 9, then we got Father Sims. What are they trying to say? So the rooster represents him. And the 2 streams of water, Pisces, represents his baptism as a 2-headed doctor, a hoodoo that does good and bad work. Here's a little bit about him. Father George Sims, he was born Joe Watson and nicknamed the Frizzly Rooster. He was a preacher and a root worker from New Orleans. They called him the Frizzly Rooster because Many people kept at least one chicken in the backyard for the sole purpose of scratching up any roots that may have been placed there by the enemy. He had a reputation for being able to effectively place or lift curses and read anyone. Does this sound familiar? He was a bit eccentric, and he was comfortable doing good or bad. Guess who his student was? One of his students, Zora Neale Hurston. So this is the thing about hoodoo. It's a common misconception that the root work is never an initiatic system. But we both know that that is not true. When Father Sims comes up in a reading, it's asking you to review your position regarding your inquiry, meaning that when you're doing the work, review your position. It's asking you that if you take an extreme one-sided position, know that there are other things to consider for a more balanced perspective. Things don't have to be black and white, so don't force it to be. There's so much gray area. But it's also asking that if you're asked to compromise or cooperate, but you feel resistance, it's saying that you haven't considered all the aspects of the situation. And also, don't give an answer to someone who questions you or asks you for something. You have to feel centered before you do that. So here are some things for you to consider, B. Are you being fair? And here we go. I know you have Gemini in your chart. It's talking about extremists never think they're extreme. Ha ha ha. They're saying to focus on healing and recovery. They want you to ask yourself, what are you bringing to the potluck dinner? And it's also saying that now's the time to learn about other people, meaning learning about other cultures. And I really think you're on that path already. Sometimes less is more, B. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes less is more. You know this card. Study this card, Temperance. Know that there is always balance if a compromise allows you to be centered in yourself and in what's good for you. I'm so happy to have you in my life. I'm super grateful to provide you with this reading for your birthday tomorrow. I wish you nothing but good joy and good vibes this year. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, looking for balance. You'll get what you want at the end of the day. Happy birthday. Peace and blessings. Whoa. This was good, y'all. I don't know about y'all. This hoodoo tarot deck, I think, gave some really, really good introspective exercises, some takeaways. I was thinking of the commonalities. And, you know, we started off talking to our first person about the people they had around them and their evaluation of these people in their lives. And then we segue right into the next reading that spoke about speaking up for yourself. And oddly enough, the third reading and the first reading, even though they were two different, sort of suits, they both had the same flower, and they were really the sort of like opposition, or they agreed with one another. They were very similar in regards to how they related, obtaining the heart's desires, getting the riches, getting the money, getting the financial freedom, getting all the things you want. But the first one was talking about watch those people around you when you're getting those things. And then the fourth reading got into really about a time of rest and suspension, being patient in the pause moments for reevaluation. To mark your course, you can't mark courses while you're in motion. I'm sure sailors do it and things like that, but I think it's best to keep still. I think that's what they were trying to say. Keep still for a moment while you're in this moment of pause, be in gratitude for the pause. And then we had this idea of pureness. And integrity and perfection. It's almost like this journey, this reading. I read them in the order of the way the people schedule them. And it just seems to me that it just was a perfect flow to go from a moment of suspension to the rebirth of purity, the pureness of heart and integrity and perfection. And knowing if your path is that as an empath or a nurturer, that you have to continue to care for yourself. You, if, especially if you're an empath, especially if you have a high level or high frequency intuition, and then bringing it back. Because we did have those two sort of like the same but opposing readings, number one and number three, the last one talks about balance and perspective. And the fact that we do not live in the black and white, we live in the gray. We live in the balance and the temperance. We live needing to be able to see all the perspectives and not just one side. So that's why I decided that I'm going to name this, You Can Make It If You Try. You Can Make It If You Try. I want you guys to look up that song. It's a wonderful Sly and the Family Stone song. Because I think it's important in these times for us to realize that a positive outlook, it's not toxic. It's positive. If it's real, if it's sincere, if it's filled with elimination and love for yourself and attaining your heart's desire, pausing when you need to reassess. Being reborn pure, feeling for others, feeling for yourself, doing for others, doing for yourself, which in turn will lead to the balance, which will in turn lead to the gray. Thank you, everyone. I hope to see you next week. If we get some birthday signups for next week, I hope to be here next week for you. So we shall see what we shall see. And with that, I'm going to say toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.